The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
You're listening to the Surrey Storm Podcast with me, Emily Nemeth, my lovely friend Andy Lamb, and we are joined by the ever so beautiful Lauren Tate.
It's true.
Overcome.
We're not recording this with a webcam, so all good. Lauren, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I can't believe this is your first time on the podcast.
I'm a little bit insulted you haven't asked me before. It's fine.
It's all right. Now we know the line works. We'll get you on every other week, so that's okay.
I'll be a regular.
Firstly, I wanted to speak to you about the commentary you did on the friendly. How much did you enjoy that?
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. It was absolutely terrifying actually doing it, but everyone said that it was okay, so I think I passed I passed it. I was buzzing.
Everyone said it was more than okay. Lauren's been like tapped up by Sky. She's been tapped up by the BBC. She's got all these offers coming, I'm sure.
What's it like when you actually doing commentary? It's something I haven't done, but I suppose one eye's on the game and the other one's on anything that's coming in on Twitter and things like that.
Yeah, that was like the hardest bit. Was obviously I said to everyone, like, if you want to put in any questions or give shout outs, go to Twitter. And I am shocking at Twitter. And so I have no idea how to search anything. So I only had one feed. At one point, I closed it all and I lost everything. And then the panic of watching the actual live match and trying to like get everyone's names right and get all the facts that I'd found right. And I was like, this is intense. Absolute kudos to proper presenters. This is an effort.
Oh, so it was proper prep then?
Oh, I did background research on both teams because I was like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to commit to this. I know a lot about Surrey Storm now.
You had plenty of nice comments, though, and there was also comments from your mum and the rest of the family. That was nice.
My mum chiming in. You know, if you don't have the family support, what have you got?
True. So, I suppose the easiest question to start off with is, how did you first of all get started with netball? Was it at an early age, something you've always done?
Yeah, I started when I was in primary school. I was in a really tiny one. We only had 7 girls, so you had to play netball. And then when I went to high school, my netball coach gave me a choice of you can play hockey or you can play netball. And I chose netball. And then from there, just escalated the whole way.
Caught your interest early on. What about early memories, early teammates as such?
Well, I'm still like really good friends with all my original team back in like high school. Some of my best friends are from there, so we've managed to stay through there the whole time. It was all really good fun. It was me, one of my best friends, Jenny. We were always like a bit of troublemakers because we would just mess around the entire time. She was a shooter, I was a defender, so we were always against each other. So it was just us causing havoc, and our poor coach Linda, would have to like deal with us. I'd like to say I'm a lot calmer now, but I don't know if that's true.
Tell me a bit about the to Scotland and being involved with them.
So that only really kicked off when I was in my first year of university. I've played every position on the court. I used to be a centre, which is still my claim to fame. And that was all through my time in high school as a centre, and I never got selected. I always got through to like pathways, and that was it. And then the minute I went to university, that's when I got selected for under-19s, under-21s, the open squad, and I had like 2 other club teams. I was playing a lot of netball my first year of uni, and then I just continued from there. I've been very, very fortunate to be able to retain my spot. I think I'm going into my sixth or seventh year now of being in the national squad. So I've been with the same team for a long time. Really good support network there and friends for life.
So what 2019 Netball World Cup. Very special for people that were there, people that got to actually see the games live. What was it like for you?
It was chaotic. It was so much fun, but you do properly get just completely chucked into that whole scenario. You don't always realise, like, obviously when you go see the games, you just see the games. But behind that, if we had a match at like 6 p.m, we were up at 7 a.m. going for walks. We already had like a training session during that day, come back, like everything's rotated. So it is a very intense time, especially because we were there a week before as well. So we've just been fully submerged into a situation, not being able to see your family, your friends for like longer than 30 minutes sometimes. Like, it was an intense situation, but once in a lifetime, would love to be able to do it again.
I don't know about you as well, but they would make all the media enter the riverside. You'd have to obviously walk round from where the hotel was. Because I think Scotland was staying in the same hotel. And that's our next question.
we weren't allowed in the front door, so we had to go the long way around, which I was like, this is more steps that I'm willing to put in at this point. But it was good fun. It was really nice. It means you got to walk past some of like the people who are coming to watch and stuff, which is really lovely. It was quite hard because we weren't allowed to interact with them because it would stall us and push back the start time. So it was kind of like a brief hi, bye. So you felt quite bad about that because sometimes little kids would come up and you're like, I'm really sorry, I have to go. But it was amazing.
When I eventually get round to writing my book as well, there's a story or two about Hayley pinching some scrambled egg at breakfast in that hotel and maybe the last jar of orange juice as well. So watch out for that one.
It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, isn't it, when it comes to the food?
I mean, you would never get that at a World Cup or something like that, just having the actual players stay in the same hotel. And I think that's what made it.
It was pretty cool. You got to bump into quite a few people and stuff. It was really it was an experience.
The other teams as well, because I think you were and South Africa as well, and you would obviously just see everybody after games and at meal times as well.
It was one of those situations I found is like, obviously on court your rivals, but off court everyone's normally just friends, but then we don't normally see each other in casual situations, so we go in to like get our food and stuff and we're like, are we friends now, can we say hi? Like, you like hit me on the head 5 minutes ago, but are we okay now?
When all of this is over, you and Emily and I need to do a talk at the sports park about World Cup memories.
We'll have a word with Gavin.
We'll sell it out 10 times over.
Getting cues for it.
How much percentage do you want on this, Emily?
Oh, I'll take anything.
I suppose we need to look at you joining Storm. Mickey did blooming well on that World Cup, scooping up players of talent. What was it like on that initial approach when she got in touch with you?
It was exciting. I didn't really know what was happening. I made a drastic move down to London. I gave myself 2 weeks to do it all, and it was very much panicked, last minute stuff. So when I found out that Mickey had some spare spots in her team, Karen Atkinson and Tamsin Greenway were really helpful with me and helped me get in contact with Mickey. Obviously came to like some of their pre-trainings and stuff to get a feeling of it, and then trialed and was so fortunate to get into one of the 15. So it was an amazing experience. Loved it. It was unexpected. I was not expecting that phone call in the slightest. I'd prepared for failure.
Emily, you'd have been in those trials?
Yeah, no, I'd had a couple of conversations with Tamsin about this Scottish player that was coming down to London, and could we have a look at her, and she's good and she's funny and she's, you know, willing to work hard. And yeah, it was nice then to finally meet Lauren and realise that she was pretty good and she was pretty handy and she was pretty funny. And
funny.
It all kind of started into place. And as Lauren said, like, she's a very tenacious netballer, you know, and it's going to be exciting when we can finally properly see her on court. And that doesn't really stop her being a massive part of the Storm family as it is right now.
What have you learned so far from being around the rest of the teammates?
Everyone's absolutely amazing. This is an amazing team to be a part of. They were so welcoming. Like, I remember my first session, I didn't really know who anyone was. I didn't even know if I was in the right place. I was blowing up poor Mickey's phone when I was like, I don't know if I'm even in Surrey at this point. But getting there and everyone just like, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. And then going in sort of training sessions, brilliant. And then even now, when I'm not able to play, they're so good at making sure I'm still involved, which is rare in a high performance situation. Often I found if you get injured, you're shoved to the side, but it's not like that in this team. There, once you're in, it's like a family.
That injury happened pre-season, heck of a blow. So I need to ask you how you are at the minute.
Oh, I am chipper. I am 6 weeks.
You sound it.
Yeah, if you're not happy now, it's going to be a struggle for the next 9 months, honestly. I am 6 weeks post-injury now. I am allowed to not wear my brace in the house and when I'm indoors, which is very exciting. And just, I still get to come down to training, see how everyone is. I'm allowed to, I go in and do my S&C, I see my physio, everyone was really good, and Surrey and Storm were really good at making sure I was still supported, which was amazing. So I'm in a very good spot.
Emily, that motivation just to keep going as well, we see elsewhere, Donnell at Rhinos as well, so a total team effort, but somebody like Lauren and that motivation to get back?
Yeah, I think it's a... Injuries to anyone is obviously horrific. Injury when you're in high performance is worse. Injury when you're on the cusp of starting with a new team is really rough. And I think it's testament to Lauren as a human is in terms of how, you know, how she's approaching it. We're fully invested in her and committed to seeing her through this rehab because we want her wearing that duck egg blue and representing Surrey Storm. So it is nice. It's nice for us when she walks into that arena and she's got S&C with her and she's hopping away, working hard. And we know that with the character type that she has, that she'll get back in no time. It is scary, the amount of injuries that are kind of happening in the Super League at the moment. I mean, obviously, Lauren didn't do hers on our watch, unfortunately. Or fortunately, whichever way you look at it, it's rubbish either way. But there's a lot going on, and I think teams have so much to manage. And having an amazing back of house team, you know, we've got Tom McCann who heads up our S&C, who's incredible. Will, our physio, is actually in the expert, which is obviously really handy. And then just having a group of girls that are checking in with people regularly, and it does make the world of difference when you're coming back from injury.
Lauren, best of luck with things in the meantime. And well, if Emily's off 1 week, we'll maybe give you a buzz.
I'm excited for the call up.
Thanks very much. We'll speak soon. And remember, you can always get in touch with us. We're at Surrey Storm Pod on Twitter.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.